Hey, everybody. Vegas Vince, Barter Arbitrage 2.0. I hope everybody listens to this audio. I know some of you guys listen to half. Some of you are real diligent, listen to them all. And again, you're robbing yourself if you don't. I mean, if you're actually going to get the course, despite the fact it's priced so ridiculously low, the only reason it is because it's my last product. I mean, I guarantee you when I sell this, this thing will be back to $297, $397, or maybe even higher. I was told by some people that $297 was too low. So do not take the fact that I'm discounting this and devalue it, and this free information on this blog, for God's sakes, go through it, please. There's some powerful stuff, and I'm going to bring that up because one student actually is using the free information. I'm not even sure he was an original member of Barter Arbitrage. I'd have to check the record. I do coaching on the side. It's one of the reasons I want to get the hell out of internet marketing. And I do coaching a little different. I actually have a flat fee, and I fly to your city or state and work with you 3 days. Or you fly to my city or state, and I always include airfare in that price. And I'm not getting into my coaching. It's a separate thing, so no, I'm not sneaking and upselling on anybody. But if I was coaching this particular student who came on Facebook and mentioned this deal, and I think I mentioned him before, Shannon Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R, and I suggest a lot of you guys try to join his friends list, because what he puts out are these briskets. And I mean, I'm telling you, I've seen the pictures. If they taste even a tenth as good as they look, the images, this guy's on to something. So he put something on my Facebook account one day last week about how he traded a $125 brisket for a couple hundred in welding. Well, that alone is a great trade, because even if it cost him $125, he's ahead of the game. But we know it cost him less because he has margins. I mean, he can't sell something for the same price it costs to produce, manufacture, or rob, or you wouldn't make any money. Well, I guess if you robbed it, you could. But you guys get the point. Now, years ago, Dan Kennedy was approached by a student, I believe, who sold smoked salmon, kind of like Omaha steak, through the mail. That's what he wanted to do. And he went to Dan and said, look, I have the best damn smoked salmon in the world, and I need your advice on how to get this thing jump-started. And being Dan Kennedy and being very brutally honest, as I am, he looked at him and said, if you're telling me the truth, you're probably going to get rich. If you're lying to me about the quality of your product, you're going to go bankrupt in 30 days. He said, and I'm sure Dan charged him a ton of money for this one answer. And by the way, it didn't have anything to do with barter. But I tweaked this whole thing and added the barter component to it, and I'll tell you how this worked. Dan's advice to him was, give it away for free. Get it in the hands of the people. And in other words, on the front end, don't, you know, go to these places where you want to get it in the market. If it's really what you say it is, they're going to buy it. But this guy was spending so much time trying to convince people to buy on the front end that it was just, you know, sucking his time up, and it was futile. It's like the guy, Famous Amos. He was the chocolate chip cookie guru to the celebrity stars. I mean, he was down in Hollywood. God, when I lived down there, I still remember his store. This guy got famous. He started out by giving the cookies away to celebrities. Gave them away. It ended up becoming an empire because the word of mouth and everything else. So in the case of Shannon, the first step I would tell him is I would actually pick out some target industries or markets that would be interested in the briskets, or because of the barter component, it doesn't even have to be food-related industries. It could just be dentists. It could be whatever that you're interested in. But here's the beautiful part about this. You give it away. They like it. You can come back to them. Say it's a printer, and Shannon wants to get some printing done to do some brochures on what he's doing. The beautiful part about this is, you get your foot in the door, the guy likes it, and say, hey, look, I want $5,000 worth of your printing, and in exchange, I will pay you with $5,000 worth of briskets. And again, it's retail. Well, here's the beautiful part about this whole situation. First of all, that $5,000 in printing, he can, you know, get immediately, and in return, he's going to issue the printer or whoever it is $5,000 in script. And he's going to put a long expiration date on it. So he's actually getting the service or whatever he needs fulfilled immediately, and it doesn't cost him a dime out of pocket, I guess, other than that first freebie. And that's if he even goes that route. I suggest doing that because I think with food, if somebody tastes it and they love it, I mean, my God. And the fact he's, you know, if he's dealing with a company that's got high margins, they realize that $5,000 in printing ain't costing them $5,000 in hard cash cost either. Now, again, the beauty of this is it allows him to get services rendered on the fly ASAP, and in return, he's issuing this script for his briskets in the same amount, but as we know, especially with these briskets, the longer it takes for those to get fulfilled, the less money it's even costing them. I mean, it could, you know, they could trickle in over 3 years. So basically, he's getting $5,000 worth of something he has to have right now for, you know, $5,000 worth of script that we know isn't costing him $5,000, and it's not even guaranteed the people are going to use the whole thing because there will be some breakage, and if you give them a long enough expiration date, you know, they might order one a month, they might order a couple a month or around the holidays, but this is how you can start becoming an empire builder, because I actually consulted with a lady and did this exact type of deal. It wasn't so much a barter deal, but it got her foot in the door. She actually is one of these people that make sandwiches that end up in like the nicer, like the 7-Elevens, the places, some of these mini marts and cafeterias where actually the sandwiches don't taste like they came out of a hospital or Delta Airlines or something. And I told her the same thing. I said, your stuff is really good. You make it from scratch. It's chicken salad, tuna, whatever. Give it away. Go to these markets where you're trying to do business. Give it away to them. I mean, the sample concept is so powerful because if, in fact, you can live up to your own press clippings, your own hype, it gets the foot in the door. And she is now doing probably, I don't know, $250,000, $270,000. I mean, she's actually now got a full staff. This was one lady by herself who happened to make a really good chicken salad sandwich and a few others. And now, I mean, it's a major industry. She's in 7-Eleven. She's in a lot of things. But she could have also thrown the barter component in. Still could if she wants to. In fact, the next time we do a consult, I'll probably mention that to her. I'll say, look, I said, you know, if there's a particular industry that you want, maybe it's a dentist's office, you can provide free lunches. And in exchange for this dental service now, $5,000 worth of whatever, say your daughter needs braces, give them $5,000 in lunches for the staff. It's not costing that dentist $5,000 hard cost. He's marking that thing way up, man, because you're paying for that fancy diploma or degree or whatever the hell a dentist has. So you guys can start building these, I mean, empires. And when I'm talking about currencies, Shannon Rucker's currency is he puts out a kick-ass brisket. And people love that stuff. And they're not cheap. And he could use this to leverage two ways. He can actually give a sample away and try to get this into markets, or he could give a sample away to a service provider that he really needs right then and there take possession of that service right then or there. Maybe his sink backs up that day or his something or his stove breaks or whatever, and he's got to get that thing fixed or he can't cook no brisket. This is an excellent way of going about it. There are lots of examples. I mean, I've got personal examples we've done this with. It's very powerful stuff. In terms of currencies, I mean, I'm going to go through this a lot in the course, but a lot of you don't understand that you're sitting on a gold mine in terms of currencies. I mean, talents. If you've got an empty apartment, if you've got a warehouse with excess inventory, if you're told by somebody, man, you do this better than anybody I've ever seen, if you're the best snowblower in North Dakota, whatever, we'll go through a complete list. And it's not just talents, but it's things that you might be in possession of, and have no friggin' clue they have value. An empty warehouse has value if you're not using it. It's space. What the hell is it? Good is it? And you could be trading that. I mean, if you're not renting it, you could be trading it. If you've got a warehouse full of excess junk, when I mean junk, I just mean closeouts or whatever. My God, you why would you call liquidator when we've already gone over how you can actually get out what you put into it for something you're going to spend cash on? There's a ton of currencies. If you know how to speak another language, it's a currency. You could create script off that and do lessons. I mean, I could come up with 100 or 200. I may list 50 of them, but I mean, I can come off with 100 or 200 of them. In the case of what we're doing in the restaurant right now, script should be printed up and in our hands on Tuesday. I'm going to sell that at a 40% discount. We're going to print 20,000. We're not only going to make $10,000, but we're going to make money making the $10,000. It's margins. So again, in the case of a guy like Shannon, his currency are these briskets. They retail for around $125. I know he's got less into it than that. He needs to find an industry that he may want to do business with, and I would recommend, you know, pinpoint it. Don't just go out all over the world, give your shit away. I'm not recommending that. I'm recommending that you target a specific industry where you need their services now. Give them the free thing. Let them sample it. Let me tell you, anybody who likes brisket, they love this thing. They're not going to have any problem providing the service for $5,000, if it's a $5,000 service or something, because they've got big margins too. See, that's the beauty of it. They're going to look at it like, damn, I only got like $1,000 hard cost into this, and this guy's going to give me $5,000 worth of these briskets. But here's the beauty. Shannon's going to get what he needs ASAP, and this guy's going to get script, which he's going to use over a course of 3 years. Do you guys get this? Currencies, anything that can be used to make a trade is a currency. Space, time. I go through this in the original course, so I don't want to pound this again, but I do want everybody to take some personal inventory. Do you know somebody? I mean, I got a girl I told you used to date, and Michael Jordan's down there trying to hit on her, and Derek Jeter, and she lives in the gym, and she would not listen to me. I said, do you realize how easy it would be for you to become a celebrity fitness guru to the stars simply by getting pictures up on the wall of you and Michael Jordan and you and Derek Jeter and Richard Dent from the Chicago Bears and all the UFC guys? They all hang out there. She didn't get it. I couldn't. I mean, so linear thinking. That's why we're not together anymore. I can't deal with ignorant people. This girl was beautiful, but I mean, she couldn't get it. Her greatest passion in life was being in the gym working out, and I showed her an opportunity not only to make a living, but to position herself as the queen bee bitch of all personal trainers. how many hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising have they spread around on Michael Jordan over the years? He's not even playing basketball. The guy's still an icon. Derek Jeter. I mean, come on. Get some pictures. And they all worked out with her. I mean, she'd actually give them tips in the gym and stuff. I said, do you realize you've got a currency and you're just throwing it away? You've got a currency in the fact you've got the talent to do this, but you got even a bigger currency. You got celebrities. She could have literally probably become a millionaire, but she's too linear. She said, I'm not really a star bleeper. I won't say the word. And, you know, and these guys, you know, they're just, you know, I'm not one of these girls that just because you're famous. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? I'm saying, you know, I didn't say sleep with them. I said leverage them. Oh, God, it drives me nuts. Anyway, take personal inventory, talents, real estate, weird things. You know, whatever you're complimented on, anything can be a currency. Can you paint? It's a currency. Anything. If you ain't got jack shit, you know somebody who does. I mean, the 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon, why ever they came up with that creepy guy, I don't know. Well, he ain't that bad, but I mean, he's kind of creepy in most of the movies. But it's true. You're only a few degrees away from everybody's only about 1 degree away from somebody who knows something. I mean, I know, and you know what? Artists are the worst. They're self-loathing. Oh, I'm an artist, but, you know, they don't value their own talent, that's why Van Gogh cut his friggin' ear off. These people could make so much money if they... frustrates me. I mean, there's so much, you know, I get so sick of hearing about people bitching about the recession, and this strategy of barter arbitrage spits in the face of it. I mean, I did better in 08, 09, probably than I'm doing now, when the economy was at its worst. But now I have even more strategy, so I'm actually making more money. But I mean, I was making that invoice on the sales page, hit the home page. There it is. I mean, that was just one of our accounts. I mean, we were, I don't know what else to tell you guys. It's just, it's stuff you need to think about. So I'm going to let you go, and there'll be a handful of you will listen to this whole thing. Opt into the early bird list. Again, 22 spots left on that. Last I checked, it might be down to 19. I have no idea. Now, does that mean if it fills up with the 200 early birds, I will never answer you? Well, no, it just means I can only do a week. Not going to, you know, that's what says, you know, in the sales page or in the home page. Early birds that come in, you guys get first access to the product, and you get the 1 month of consulting. And I figure you early birds are really going to be the players anyway, you know. I get it over on the WS forum, WSO forum. You know what I'm going to deal with over there. You're going to have people saying, ooh, can I get a review copy? And ooh, 47, I'm used to paying dime sales that start at $4. Are you kidding me? This is what I want out of this business, people. Really, the dime sale mentality. You know, money is going to pour from the sky. No, but this product works, and if you use it, you very likely will succeed. And we've documented students that are. So let me finish it up. As always, may you live to see the dawn. May all your dreams come true. Stay forever young. And start taking personal inventory of any talents, anything you're good at, anything the neighbors or your kids are good at, whatever. I can turn almost anything into a currency. Your reputation could be a currency. I mean, abstract things that you don't even think about. Don't just think of things. Think of abstract concepts, and you'll be amazed. This course makes you smarter, by the way. Good night. God bless.